Now, jumping back to the swimming pool, when we first started our competitive swim program, we were kind of a joke in Northwest Georgia. Then after about the second year of competitive swimming, we were able to hold our own, and we started defeating a lot of teams in this area. And we went over into Gadsden, Alabama, and Ellic City, Alabama, and couldn't get anybody out of Atlanta, but Cartersville and Cedartown, two or three other places. Marietta is another one. And, of course, we trained our own lifeguards, and we sent them to Nashville. Two or three boys who went up there came back with water safety certification, senior lifeguards, and that sort of thing. We competed in area swim meets as far south as Albany, Georgia. And I can't forget that one, because they had swimmers there from Tallahassee and from Albany and Savannah. But we were able to hold our own with that kind of competition. We had one boy, Herschel Strickland, who is now deceased, was the best swimmer that I've ever seen. He could do it all of those competitive strokes. His best stroke was a butterfly. Nobody around here beat him in that. And even in that area swim meet that we had down at Albany, Georgia, they had swimmers there, boys who was freshmen and sophomores at West Virginia State and Albany State and FAMU, all in that particular meet. In the butterfly and the breaststroke and the backstroke, he beat everybody down. He was just a kid in high school at that time. So we felt pretty good about our competitive swimming program.